Acts 3, please. The power of expectation. I don't know why you're still waiting for 2021. No. For me, my calendar is already full. I'm thinking 2022 already. You need to go ahead of time. Now, Acts 3, please. Are you there? Are you there? Now, underline the word now. Say now. Say never now. Say never now. The word now is a very powerful word throughout the Bible. I believe in the God of now. If your God cannot do it today, he's not a God. God does not have limitations. God can change life in a second. Do you believe that today can be the day that changes the story of your life?
Yes.
Till now.
Now.
It can happen.
Now.
Now I receive. Now. You need to begin to tell yourself, this is the day. This is the hour. This is the moment. This is my day. You know, some people live for tomorrow. Tomorrow. I got a friend of mine. I was sharing with I got some people in India. Our Bible schools are making with some schools there. So I will call him, I need this information, say, oh, tomorrow. I wait 2 days, nothing. I call again, say, oh, tomorrow. So I ask him, yeah, tomorrow has how many hours? Because on Monday he said tomorrow, today's Friday. I call again, he said tomorrow, tomorrow has how many hours? God wants you to live life now. Live your best now. Live the fullness of life now. Stop living life for the future. Take care of your life now. Success is living day by day as God intends you to live. Live day by day as God intends you to live. Now is your season. Now is the hour. What you do now will change your next day.
Yes.
It is the now that creates your story, not the next day. If you miss the now, you miss your whole life. So the question is, what are you doing with now? The Bible says now, say now. Peter and John, underline those names. Peter and John.
Peter and John.
Say Peter and John.
Peter and John.
Peter got a John. John got a Peter. Who is your friend? If I see Rose on Monday, who do I see you with? On Tuesday, on Wednesday? Listen carefully. The first sign of poverty, the first sign of failure is loneliness. The first sign of depression, the first sign of failure and hardship is loneliness. You know, I have no man. It's in the Bible a lot also. John chapter 5. The man was how many years? 38. What was his problem?
No,
I have no man.
No man.
I mean, the whole world, you have no one, no man. I asked one girl, how old are you? Say 40. It means out of the 8 billion people, nobody can see you and love you. Do you know how many men are in the world? Just put a picture of you on Facebook and click share. The next minute, how many people are watching already? And you still have no one. It is deliverance.
Exactly.
Take Peter and John. Mary and who? Mary Magdalene, Mary and Martha. Rachel and who?
Yes.
Hey. Now listen carefully. You need to connect. Say never connect.
Connect.
You need to pray for the right connection for wisdom. The right connection for business. The right connection for growth. The right connection for your next level.
Yes.
Nobody succeeds alone.
Yes.
Listen, nobody succeeds alone. Even me, Bishop, okay, I can be anointed. Say anointed. With that platform, it's a disgrace.
Yes.
In the anointed, nobody invites you. Oh my God. You know, if you have a ministry and nobody recognizes the ministry, something is wrong or something. Yes. The question is, who is in your circle? Yes. Tell them all, yes. Who is in your inner circle?
Who is
if you are John, who is your Peter? If you are Peter, who is your John? Listen carefully. Say lonely Christians are dangerous. Deep water runs what? So people that are very secretive. People are very secretive. They run from everybody. They withdraw from anybody. And then once you hear news, you'll be surprised. How can he do that? They break the circle. You need to learn to connect. They connect. You want to succeed in your business? Connect. You want to succeed in music? Connect. You want to succeed as a preacher? Connect. You want to succeed even in the place of job? Learn to connect and share. The key word today in the world is networking. Platforms. I don't know what platform are you working on, Mr. Romeo. You know, that's only platform. There are many black people working on the nozzle. So Peter and John, these are men that came together for a common goal. Peter and John came together to achieve something. The issue with some of us Africans, we're jealous. You know, this building, if you find out, is Belo, B-E-L-L-O, Belo, so B-E-L-L-O. They have thousands of buildings in Maryland. It's a team of brothers that buy buildings. Just down around, you see Family Dental Group everywhere in Maryland. Family Dental. Two brothers have those dental buildings all around. Do you have somebody you can connect to expand? Connect to invest? Connect for business? Connect and develop? I got a call last week. I was so sad. One of my daughter in the UK. The husband is an engineer and started developing in Africa. He went and bought land in Congo and opened a big industrial farm. I look for a Congolese partner to manage the farm. He went to visit the place, he was poisoned. The man owned the business. The man he brought to partner with him in Africa poisoned him while he was there. His corpse now is still in Africa. But he lives in the UK. That is what wrong people can do in your life. When you see a sad person, when you see a sad person, he has a wrong friend. One more time, say that more. When you see a sad person, he has a wrong friend. And if that wrong friend starts giving you wrong information, wrong indoctrination, wrong influence, now you see the evidence in their language, in their behavior. Wrong advice. Thank you. Evil communication. So we see here, Peter and John, when Holy Ghost men that are united. See, Holy Ghost men that are united. Listen carefully. Proud men die alone. Proud people die alone. They are too proud to share. In their pain, they hide their pain. They hide their pain. They hide their pain. They hide their problems. They die in silence. Because they are too arrogant to say, I have this issue. You need to open up to somebody. Say, in the name of Jesus, I command you to find your brother, your sister you can trust, to open up yourself before you die. Oh my God. In a place called Africa, This man was still a pioneer. He was screaming, I mean, aloud. So they carried this man to hospital and they sent a female doctor to take care of him. Sir, what is the problem? My leg, my leg, my leg. The woman touched the leg, no problem. What is the problem? She was too ashamed to say it's the hernia because you don't want the woman to see her neck, his nakedness. So you are dying because of your shame. Open up, you are crying, but you are not willing to share. Say, Peter and John. Now listen, it's time you pray for the right friend.
Yes.
It's time you connect with men that can give you wisdom. Right. It's time you connect. You need to find a spiritual somebody to connect with you. Yeah, right. Hallelujah. Say, Peter and John. What did they do? What did they do? Say, went up. Say, went up. Say, went up. Say, I'm going up. I'm going up. Can you stand up, please? Stand up, please. Stand up, please. Now, say, I'm going up. Just say, never thus says the Lord. No power is taking you down this time. I mean, tell somebody, say, thus says the Lord. No power is taking you down this time. God, I mean, tell this five person, thus says the Lord. You are not going down. 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 I decree today, by the hand of the Holy Ghost, this is your season to go up in your life. Hallelujah. Say the name of Jesus. The power that pulls men down cannot pull me down. Let's take 1 minute of warfare. 1 minute. Say the name of Jesus. The power that pulls men and women down cannot pull me down. What is the most need to declare? In this month of December, the spirit that pulls men and women down cannot pull you down. I speak in your life, in your children, in your marriage, in your family. And at least was many watching me in Africa, in Asia, in Europe, and around the world. You cannot go down. You cannot go down. Say the name of Jesus. I cannot go down. Have your seat, please. So Peter and James did what? They were going up. They were going up. I choose to go up. The December ending, I choose to go up. When you tell the world, I choose to go up. You must decide that I cannot fail. I've told the devil my life is not going downward. Okay? My life is not going downward. Say, my life is not going downward. Never, never. As long as you serve the Lord, as long as you are on fire for God, as long as you hold on the word of God, your life is not going downward. Your life is not going downward. You know, the people with good history, it's a good history. I used to. Anybody like that used to?
No. I am doing that.
It's a sign of failure. I used to have a bathroom. Evans, I used to have a house. How do you feel? I used to have a car too. I used to have money. Amen. Hallelujah. So, but listen, amen. Say, my future is better than my present and my past. Say, my future is better and greater than my present and my past. 2021 is prosperous, it's better than 2020. I am going up. Now, let's take a moment and say, how is it to connect? Tell your spirit. But I am going up 2021. It's a decision, a conscious decision, that 2021, you know, in 21 days, 25 days to end the year, in the next 25 days, I am crossing with speed to rise up. Make up your mind that no giant, no devil, no hell will stop you from rising up. In your family, you are rising up. In World Mission, you are rising up. In your ministry, you are rising up. In your job, you are rising up. Start to establish some work for you. Tell yourself, and now to the heavens, and now to the earth, this end of year 2021, I see myself changing level. I see myself going higher. A, B, to B, to B, to B. I see you going higher. I see somebody changing your dimension from glory to glory, from glory to glory. No devil can keep you in the same situation. Rise up in your life. Rise up in your job. Rise up in your ministry. Rise up in your business. It's time to go up. Hallelujah. It's time to go up. You know, I've read the Bible many times. You know, I'm trying to break new record now to read my Bible in 5 months. I started in October. I'm already in Job. How many months? 6 weeks. Yes, I'm trying to read my Bible all first in Revelation in 6 months. Amen. Now listen, Moses went up to the mountain. Is that true?
Yes.
Jesus went up to the mountain. Repent. God does not take you backward. As long as you live in the grace of God, as long as you hold on the word, as long as you are faithful, God does not take you downward. Say the name of Jesus. Every agent of the enemy. Hey, praise the name of Jesus. Every agent of the enemy assigned to pull my life down, I send the sword of the Holy Ghost. Can you praise somebody? Any agent of the enemy in your job, in your family, in your home, assigned to pull your children down, to pull your husband down, to pull you down in your job, will rise up with the sword, with the two-edged sword of the word of God. The works of darkness cannot prosper. No weapon formed against you shall prosper. Night by day and by night, you win the battle. You are not going out the end of the year. You are going up in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Have your seat in Jesus' name.
Amen.
So see yourself every day. See yourself every day changing for better. See yourself every day changing for better. Hallelujah. See yourself every day do what?
Changing for better.
Now, listen. Peter, that is Acts 3, for those of us here. Acts 3, verse 1. Now Peter and John went up together. On the land they went together. Say together.
Together.
Say together.
Together.
Peter and John went up how?
Together.
Say together.
Together.
Now listen carefully. That word is so powerful. But divine, if you are the only rich man in your family, then all of you are poor. But you don't drink of you everything.
Yes.
So, everybody is poor. Say, as long as I live, I'm growing together with my family. I'm going up with my children. I'm going up together. You know, there are some families, because of jealousy, they don't want any other person to rise up. They want to be the only cup that will grow in the family. Any other person must bow down to you. But God's will is for us to do what? To grow together. To rise up together. To prosper together. Hallelujah. I love the 12 sons of Jacob. Say 12 sons of Jacob. Who were they? The patriarchs of Israel. All the sons of Jacob. They were all men of prosperity, men of grace, men of renown, and tribal leaders in their nation. It is God's will that every son of World Mission prosper.
Amen.
Say in this ministry. Together, we are rising up. Listen, together we are rising up. Together we are prospering. Together we are moving forward. Together we are buying homes. Together we are prospering. Listen carefully. Hallelujah. Listen. Say grace. Grace is like a mighty river. Grace is like the oil that is poured upon the head of a pastor and runs through the whole body. Is that in the Bible?
Yes.
Psalm what?
131.
Amen. When the oil is poured upon the bishop, it runs down to everybody.
Amen.
Together we are rising.
Amen.
To tell your family members, together we are going to be alive.
Yes.
They said, together we are going to be alive.
Amen.
Nothing missing. Nothing missing. Together we are crossing over. Hey, say the name of Jesus. Call that family name together. Call that family name together. We are prospering. Together we are rising up. Together we are crossing over. Together we are advancing. Together we prosper. Together we celebrate. Together we celebrate. Together. Hallelujah. Peter and James and John together now. I love the next phrase. They went into the temple. Say into the temple. That means what? You know, if you read Matthew 27, 25, to Matthew 24, 25, to Matthew 24, from verse 1, you will see the account there. That the disciples were outside the temple and were showing Jesus the magnificence of the outward structure. You see this building so beautiful. And Christ says, no stone will be left there. Every stone will be broken down. There's the people that stand outside and they watch the building. But in Acts 3, Peter and John went into the temple. Into the temple. What is a temple? The place of the Shekinah glory. What is a temple? The dwelling place of God in the Old Testament. What is a temple? The meeting place with God. To go into the temple is to walk into the presence. This is a time somebody must walk into the presence. Somebody must walk into a connection. Hey, don't stay outside the temple. Get into the glory. Say, go into the glory. Get into the glory. Get into experience. Don't stay outside the glory. Step in.
Amen.
You know, Pastor, there are people who are here in America, but they don't get into America.
Yes, sir.
You are in America, but not into. You don't know the system. You don't know how the money flow. You don't know the wave of you know, business. You don't know how to connect to the system to make money. They are in America, but they still have African mentality. Say the ball.
In America,
it's not laboring. It's intelligence to prosper. And if you come here as a laborer, you want to control laboring, you labor until you retire. You must learn to know the keys, the ways of operation, how to break through in the system, how to connect to the money in America. There's too much money in America, not that. You know, there's no record in America alone is wealthier than the whole of Africa, maybe. But as long as your mindset is laboring mindset, you don't understand the secrets of connecting into the flow. The same way you can be in Christ. You can be in Christ but not in the glory. You can be born again but without experiencing the presence of God that brings the riches of heaven in your life. So it says, Peter and James and John, they did not go to admire the outward beauty, they went into. Say, into.
Into.
Now, what is in the into? Now, in the Old Testament, if you know the tabernacle, it's a tabernacle. As you enter into the holy place, you see the seven candlesticks on the left. You see the table of showbread on the right. You see the incense burner on the right in front of you. Is that true?
Yeah.
So when you go into the temple, you will see the gigantic seven candlestick. You will get face to face with the Holy Ghost. Say face to face with the Holy Ghost. You get face to face with a fresh manna. And you get face to face with the altar of worship, of the smell of this, of the incense rising up to God. You cannot see the beauty of God until you get into the temple. Inside the temple was pure gold. And God is saying today, stop admiring from afar. You know, say, Nebo? Say, Nebo? Nebo? A man without Christ is in crisis. Now, brother, now, for you to walk from here back to your house and to go by car, which is easier, the man without Christ is doing his works by his own effort. You are working on your own ability. The man sitting in the car, the engine carries you. So a man without Christ is laboring by human senses, human ability, human logic, human wisdom. But when you allow Jesus Christ, you enter the temple, you see the Holy Ghost, allow the light of the Holy Ghost guide your life. You are living by the strength from the shoe bread, the holy bread. You are living in the presence of God through the worship, and you are filled with the aroma of the incense. You enter the Holy of Holies to see God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
That is why it's very important to take a step forward. Take a step forward, go into, don't just go out, don't just stay out. God is saying to us today, it's time to enter in. Say, Nebo, it's time to enter in. It's time to do what? To go in. Now, in the Old Testament, give me a place of any few minutes. Amen. God gave Noah an assignment. And he spent 100 years to build the ark. How many years? That's a long time. But in those days, it wasn't too long. But he spent up to 900 years alive. To spend 100 years to build the ark, and it was beautiful outside. Neighbors would admire the structure and they mock him. What a waste of years. They could admire the gigantic structure outside that Noah has been able to build with his son. Maybe some of you came and touched it outside. Bible says the rain came. Before the rain came, God said, Noah, enter in. And Noah and his sons and the wives entered in, and God shut the door. And when the rain came, some were still admiring the structure. They were not in the ark. They saw it. They could not enter it. You need to know that God is real. Jesus is so real. Yes. Hallelujah.
Amen.
My family were all born again because of my miracle. I was born stammering. To say good morning, I mean throughout my primary school, secondary school, I was stuttering. And I went to church, I got born again, 21st April 84. I was in stuttering. After 2 months, I went to fast. I was in a place fasting. And when the Holy Ghost, came upon my life, I began to speak in tongues for the first time. And that was the miracle. I came back home. I went to the house. How are you doing? Praise the Lord. I said, what is happening with you? Hey, I said, God is good. Now he said, what has happened? So I said, come and see. I took them to come and see my pastor. And everybody got born again.
Evidence.
Jesus Christ is not a theory. You need to get into. You know the doctrine. You know he was born in Bethlehem. You know all the account of Jesus, but you are still an outsider. You cannot benefit the treasures, the blessedness, the power of the kingdom until you get into. Stop watching the temple outside. It's time to get into the temple and get face to face with the Holy Spirit. It's time to get into the temple and eat the manna, the unleavened bread. It's time to get into the presence of God. There is nothing so beautiful as the presence of God. Nothing so beautiful as God's presence. My wife was diagnosed with arthritis. Rheumatoid arthritis. We were just young pastors in Boya. She was sick. Her bones were cracking. She could not lift up her own son. It's like she got rottenness in her joints. She had no. She cannot carry. I mean, the worst one, if she hit her toe on the stone, she will cry and cry. I mean, the pain will go to her heart. So we went to see the doctor. But then I was a pastor of Focus Church Boya, what we call at Boya Town, 1989. And the doctor prescribed some medication, some drugs to take, is it weekly or daily? One of them injection is worth my salary for 1 month. We need like 7 for 1 month. The man asked me, what do you do? I said, the pastor said, oh, sorry for you. Sorry for you. What did you say? Pastor said, oh, sorry, you cannot handle this. And he said, there's no treatment, it's just to help calm the pain. And she was getting cranky. Young girl. Doctors could not help. We now resolve to turn to the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the great physician, and we will put aside the medication and we fasted and prayed and prayed for her. You know what? The day she got here, she didn't even know. Realized that the pain is gone. All the nerves that were growing in her joints were gone. And everything was restored. Yeah. You want to know Jesus? Get into. Jesus is not a building to admire outside. That is why so many people are frustrated about Christianity. Because they are made as a religion. You can only experience it. It's not a doctrine. You need to get an experience to get into. Now please, Acts 3 verse 1. I'm still in verse 1 also. And now Peter and John went up into the temple. They went into the temple. The beauty is in the temple. That's what happened here. When did they go to the temple? What is the 9 hour? What is the hour of prayer? You know that 3 p.m. is the time of the evening sacrifice. The 3 p.m., the 9 hour also, is the hour of what? The evening sacrifice. Elijah and the prophets of Baal. Prophets of Baal had to sacrifice the animal and pray the whole day. And when the time of the evening sacrifice came, Elijah came and built the altar and put his lamp in the time of the evening sacrifice. 3 p.m., 9 hour. Amen. So Peter, James, and John, now they are born again, they turn that time of sacrifice, evening sacrifice, to a time of prayer. They were going to the temple in the hour of prayer. Oh my God. Say the ball. Do you have an hour of prayer? That is why many Christians are talkatives. They don't pray. You want God? You know how God shows up? When a woman, like my dear mother, they're well dressed, you sleep on the floor. Say, so, oh God, my husband, Lord. Lord, touch my children. Lord, move in my family. You are there with tears in that hour. Something must happen. Yes. But now Christians have become Hollywood actors. They want a show. You need to revive your hour of prayer. You need to go back to the altar of prayer, a place you will kneel down and say, oh God, the God that changed my life, the God of salvation, the Lord is my rock and my strength. Who shall I? You know, you need to spend time again. The power is in the place of prayer. The miracle begins in the place of prayer. Revival begins in the place of prayer. You see the hand of God in the place of prayer. Peter and John, they valued their rendezvous with God. They valued their rendezvous. You know, listen carefully. I read a story about Martin Luther in Germany. He said, today I'm so busy, I had only 3 hours of prayer. I was a touch. Today I'm so busy with a lot of people trying to see me. I'm sorry, I had just 3 hours of work. Do you hear me? Do you hear me? Today I'm so busy, but I have only what? 3 hours of prayer. And that is why they created impact around the world. More prayer, more power. More prayer, more testimonies. More prayer, more answers. More prayer, more breakthrough. More prayer, more result. You know, this is carefully, amen. God made it that way. That those that seek Him will find Him. I want to challenge you, church. This end of year is no time for parties, no time for dressing. It's time to seek the Lord. It's time to seek the Lord. Revive your time of prayer. Go back to the sacred place. Go back to your altar. Go back to your knees. Prostrate on the floor. Just sit down there and worship the Lord and talk to God. This is your day. Now is your season. Stop being carnal. Stop being carnal. In the heart of God, God is saying, I have so much for my children, but they have gone astray. They have loved the world. They are worshiping idols. By the grace of God, I come to church before any person here every Sunday. And I'm praying to see that this same spirit will come upon many of you. The people have the ministry of their coming. They have the anointing, they are anointed to come late. You are sure they will come late. You need to have, say the time of prayer. Say the time of prayer. What was the time? What was the time? Christ died at what time? Why 9 hours? The time of sacrifice. He could not die before that time. Christ cannot die before 9 hours. He must die in the time the lamb is killed for sacrifice. Mm-hmm. So it was the 9 hour Christ gave up the ghost. That is the time he was the Lamb of God. So God keeps time. God is a God of time. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. God honors that rendezvous. Say no more. Rendezvous with God. Say no more rendezvous with God. Set a program and tell God I'll be there for us to talk. So this area, Mr. Romeo, tell God on Monday evening, let's meet and talk. And talk about how to get wealth to sponsor the gospel. How to build. I have 2 projects I must accomplish. We got huge land in Mutenge, Cameroon, 10 blocks behind Lakekan. I'm praying to build a clinic there, a place where they can deliver safely, in a comfort without problem and take care of their children. That's my desire. It's a big land there, well mission land. To build up a place just to see. Because I've been in some of those places, I see women come to deliver, like in Tico. It's a small hall like this, with like 20 beds crowded there. The living room is like this office. So why not build a good maternity for women to go and deliver safely and raise their children's lives? had a desire to build a school. We got land already in Yaoundé to build a school and build one in Boya. What is a desire? What do you need money for? So it's time to seek the Lord for the vision. It's time to seek the Lord for provision. It's time to get to seek the Lord. Just go before the Lord that 3 p.m. and say, Lord, I've come to give myself like the sacrifice. In the hour of prayer, I lay down my life. Listen, orphans are waiting for your sponsor. Widows are waiting for your sponsor. Children are waiting for school fees of us. And many are there desperate around the world because they're waiting for big brothers in America to do something. Will you fail them? Will you fail this generation? So I love this in the hour of prayer. That is a blessing word for you. Are you following me? Let me type verse 2 again, please. Are you there? In the hour of prayer, so please take note, you need a rendezvous with God. Now verse 2, please, are you there? Can you read the first line that says what? And what? And what? And what? And what? It is menacing. Throughout the Bible, they are nameless people. They are what? Don't die without having a name. Throughout the Bible, you hear of a certain woman and a certain woman, they have no name. Under this ministry, you must have a name in life. Amen. Don't just die like ordinary man with no influence, no impact, no name, no address. A certain man from where? No city, no date of birth, no home address, nothing. Say never. In the name of Jesus, you should have a name on earth. God we serve is a God of who? Of Abraham, of Isaac, of Jacob. We serve a God that gives people name. And it changed Abraham's name. It changed Sarah's name. Listen carefully. Don't just die without a name. So it's like Acts 3 verse 2. And a certain man, no name, no home address, no city, no family. You don't even know his lineage. Do you want to die without a name?
No.
You cannot have a name or to create impact. And many are living unknown without works, without results, without influence. They did nothing. One of the oldest man who ever lived on earth, Methuselah, his account is written in one verse. They live 969 years and die. That's all. They live, I did what? One verse. They live 969 years and died. What did he do with his years? Don't pray for another year if you don't have a desire and a dream and a vision and a project and something you want to fulfill with your life. God wants to give you life for a reason. Life to touch life. Life, you know, Jesus lived for 33 years or so and it changed the whole world. Let your years count. Sinable, let your days count. Let your weeks count. Let your years count. Let your life have meaning. Don't leave. You know, in my village, their pride is to enter some juju in the village and get some red cap. And once you are initiated, my father was a chief priest. Once you reach what I can do with that village, you're alive. You know what they get? A piece of meat. Maybe you have some extra meat in your plate for big title. And a piece of dry plantain. Okay. And I will quarrel in those meetings because I did not get my own portion of little meat and little plantain. And that is a pride. in the village. The woman went trouble. Is that true? They have their own trouble. Okay. And it's a whole pride to move with a devil in your neck. See, my eyes, red socks on the head. You see how people are very. Yeah, okay, but yes, they're alive. You see, when people are blind, because you can say it's culture. My cook, I was already addicted. My father was there. But listen, see, in this life, I will not die without a name. Without a home address. Without impact. Somebody will thank God for you. That was a woman who lived here, her name was Sandra. She changed my life. Because somebody comes and divine, in none of him, I will not be here alive. Hallelujah. Let your life create impact. Say, oh Lord, let my life create impact in my generation. I refuse to die nameless. I refuse to die influenceless. I refuse to die without changing lives. Let your life impact the world. I was sharing my family that even if I die, I have now 10 books on Amazon. Published. 10. Forever to be selling. You should leave a mark somewhere. You should leave and create history. To enter the place, Acts 3 verse 2, please. Are you there? Acts 3 verse 2. Say, never their works will speak for you. Tell somebody, say, never your works. Tell somebody, say, never your works will speak for you. Tabitha, the cast died also. Her works will speak for you. Her works, your works will speak for you. Your works will speak for you. So what are your works? What works that will speak for you? Your works will speak for you. Acts 3 verse 2. And a certain man lame. Oh my God. Is there any lame person here today? A certain man lame. I watched a video on Facebook. I saw this wife beating the husband. I don't know if you see a video like that. Ever see a video like that? The wife was beating the husband, seriously. Who punched the man, fall. The man was on the floor. He was climbing on the husband. The man was, he had hands, he had legs. He was a lame man. I didn't say lame physically. It's gong dog. It's actually a man with two hands. With healthy. The woman is punching you, beating you, they are there on the floor crying. Listen, you can be moving on the street but lame inside. That may not have names, but lame. I mean lame because financially you are crippled. Lame because you morally you are crippled. Lame because you have reduced your life to a harlot and you have no more respect. You are lame because, you know, you have allowed some addiction to get hold of your life. You have no more authority. Lame men dressed in suits, they're controlled by little girls somewhere. You have no more power. Your life is now in the hand of somebody. So if you play, I expose you. So that's a couple of things, please. If you play, I expose you. Let me get a story. You heard a story before. I'm ending soon, okay? This man was working in a chicken factory. I had a story from Papa Billy Lubanza. And one day he stole a box of chicken, took it home, and a colleague caught him. The next day he said, I saw you yesterday. And if you want me to expose you, you must do my own professional job. That man was laboring for two. The next day again, Remember yesterday? God will expose you. You must do my own portion. 2 weeks. Remember yesterday? The man was laboring behind the storage. Struggling. And one day he came to his senses and he went and reported himself to the manager. Sir, I'm sorry. 2 months ago, I took a carton of chicken. I got some guests and I'm so ashamed of it. Please forgive me. So please, anytime you need chicken, have guests, let me know. Go back and take one more carton again. Hey. So the next day, went to work. The man said, remember, it's because you can see it's okay. Go and report to the manager. Go and report to the manager. Hallelujah. But he was lame, paralyzed for 2 months. Whatever you yield yourself to, you are slave to. Any lame person here, that something, maybe alcohol, drugs, women, something has bound your life. How can you have a job, no money in your account? Because somebody is eating the money somewhere. To every poor person who has a job, somebody is eating the money. Yes, every poor person with a job has something somewhere is eating the money. I can be any money, any salary, every month, and then at the end of the week, month, you are poor. You are paying something somewhere. Okay, please say something, man. Lame from his mother's womb. Now listen carefully. Underline it, lame from where? He was born with a condition. He was born with a condition. And he was, you know, it wasn't his fault. Yeah, listen, I was born in Mamfe in Cameroon. Wasn't my fault. Okay, I was born in Cameroon, Africa. Wasn't my fault. I could not have no power over it. But now, I have a choice where to live. Don't blame your parents. You have a choice now. He don't say because we were slaves. Our parents were slaves. That's why we are poor today. How many years ago? 200 years. Listen carefully. Stop the laziness. And go let her walk. Now, okay. You know, he was born in a condition. It wasn't his choice. He was born lame. But now, listen. Say lame man. Lame man. You have eyes to see. Not so. You have hands. Not so. You have your mouth. You can do something with your hands, with your mouth, with your eyes, and change the situation. So people dwell on the area of handicap. You know, because I'm just 1 year old in America, or because my parents were not very rich, or because of this. Listen, tell them all. Refuse the limitation. They say, I refuse the limitation. Shout, I refuse the limitation. I refuse the limitation. Listen carefully. You have a mouth, you can change your life. Yes, you have a mouth, you can do what? You can change your life. Blind Bartimaeus, you know, he was blind also. He changed his life. When he heard about Jesus, Bartimaeus said, this is my time. Now is my season. And Bartimaeus cried, Son of David, have mercy on me. And he changed his story. Say, neighbor, stop dwelling on your weakness. Stop dwelling on your weakness. Stop blaming your parents and your culture. Stop dwelling on what? You know what I mean? Dwelling on what? You can train yourself. You can improve. Stop dwelling on your weakness. Hallelujah. He was lame from the mothers who listen out, whom they led daily. They led him what? Daily at where? At the gate. For the gates of the temple, which is called what? Beautiful. The man chooses his profession. The man chooses what? What's his profession?
Every
day. He chooses his career. Every day, put me at the gate to beg money. So they carried him, drop him there every day. And he was like 40 years of age. He was there before Christ was born. He was there after Christ died and went to heaven. In that same place. Why? His vision was not to be healed. His vision was to beg. So his expectation was not healing. I'm ending here. Listen. So Bible says, one day, Peter, that is in that same verse. Listen now. That is Acts 3, please. Verse 3. Who seen Peter and John about to go into the temple? He asked what? Now, that was interruption also. Imagine bishop is going to church before entering the church. So please, I need some money. He was outside the temple of the church also. And Peter said, now the pastor is dead. You need to understand the Hebrew word. Peter said what? Silver and gold. Now in English, it means that you know, Peter wasn't poor. Peter owned the fishing industry. You know, like John, they own a ship, not so. John and James, they own a ship in the sea. You know that, not so?
Yeah.
It's in the Bible, Luke 5. They're not poor. Zebedee was a wealthy man with a ship, not just a boat. Luke 5. So Bible says, listen, King James says, I don't know, but it says, silver and gold. I'm not going to give you silver and gold, but what I have. I'm not giving you silver and gold, man. But what I have. There is something more than silver and gold that you need.
Yeah.
The man's dream was what? Silver and gold. But Peter said what? Listen, I'm not giving you silver or gold, but something more than silver and gold.
Yeah.
The question today is, what is your expectation? What is your expectation? There is something more than silver and gold. Hallelujah. I tell some friends, I prefer intelligence to money. I prefer information. You know, I got my visa for US. I went to Sapa Cafe with this gentleman and I saw a magazine on a table. Charisma magazine. I open it. They're advertising a conference in Tennessee. I copied the email, went to the internet and applied. I got the invitation letter. The owner of the magazine did not know about the conference. He's still in Africa. I entered his office, got the magazine on his table, got the website email, wrote them in his own in the computer there, but he himself is still there without anything. They lack information. So many are pursuing money, but without information. Say never. Information is more than silver and gold. To change your dimension, you need to connect to relevant information. And many are bound with 18 hours. 17 hours work. But now, they have 16 hours. They have no information on how to create wealth. Say information. Now, silver and gold, I will not give you, doctor, but such as I have. In the name of Jesus. Rise up. Hey, just say, up on me. Say, in the name of Jesus. Shout the name, shout the name. In the name of
Jesus.
Hey, in the name of
Jesus.
Is that name offensive to you? There is healing in that name. There is deliverance in that name. There is, oh my God, say the name of Jesus. Let's take 5 minutes. Say 5 minutes. Command something. See your family in Africa and around the world. Just command healing, command deliverance, command provision. Say the name of Jesus. I command. You can continue praying, continue praying. Command something. Command something, command something. In the name of Jesus, I command your green card to manifest. In the name of Jesus, I command immigration miracles. In the name of Jesus, I command pregnancies. We pray for children. We pray for businesses. We pray for breakthroughs. We pray for miracles. Just keep praying, keep praying, keep praying. In the name of Jesus, I command blind eyes to open. Don't close your mouth. Just say the name of Jesus. I command healing. I command deliverance. I command that provision. I command bones to be healed. The miracle is in the name of Jesus. The deliverance is in the name of Jesus. That name, Jesus. And something happened to that man. Hallelujah. Now see that person earlier. Now what did he do? Where he could not enter before, he entered after 40 years. Say, a lame person cannot enter the temple by law. So now that he was healed, Bible says he was jumping, leaping, running into the temple. He refused to stay outside anymore. He ran into the temple and was praising the Lord.
Amen.
Now listen, we have our harvest Thanksgiving here in 2 weeks, after next Sunday, the other Sunday.
Okay.
Amen.
Amen.
If you were this man, what will you bring for harvest Thanksgiving?
My all.
You are?
All.
That means what?
My best.
If you were the father, the mother, the sister of this man, what will he bring to God to thank him? That's the things that we take for granted. You know, many women have died this year in delivery of children. They died in delivery. But we are saved. That is why, say, every day is a gift from God. When this man was healed, he ran into the temple and was worshiping God, praising God, leaping. And let's stand up, please. Let's take 1 minute to praise the Lord and we end. We do dedication now. Collect offerings. Amen.
Amen.
Stand up, please. Just think of 5 reasons to thank God. Think of 5 reasons to praise your God. Count your blessing, name them one by one. Can you think of something to thank this Almighty God? Just to drive from your house to church safely is a miracle. Just to sleep and get up healthy. When I just came here in the U.S. 2009, I follow me. Listen. The first call I got, I did a pastor, please come and pray. This man was healthy in Upper Marlboro, healthy. He left the door, took a shovel, went out to shovel some snow. And he felt pain in his leg. What's the call? He went home the next week. The leg was swollen. The next week, he said, have cancer.
Ah.
3 weeks, died. Automatic cancer. Can you imagine? I was shocked myself. We are living testimonies. But COVID cannot enter your house.
Amen.
You can hear the CNN. I don't watch CNN anymore because of every day is just bad news, bad news, bad news. It's just more fear. You are living testimony. So take up your hand, please. Just tell the Lord I thank you and tell him why. Raise your voice, let's pray together. I give you thanks, I've had a voice to speak. I give you thanks, for blessing me with hands, with my feet, that I could sleep and get up healthy, for the energy, for the life, for the strength, for the health I have. I give you thanks for good news in World Mission. I give you thanks for our children. I give you thanks for families. I give you thanks for covering of grace.
In the name of our Lord Jesus.
Just keep praying, keep praying, keep praying. But I give you thanks, oh God, for your mercy, for your grace, for your hand for security. In us to and fro, to jobs and back. I give you thanks, oh God, for your protection. I give you thanks, oh God, that we are not paralyzed today. We can wave, we can run, we can celebrate life. Thank you, Lord, for your goodness, for your mercy, oh God. Be glorified.
Mission International Worship Center is dedicated to healing broken hearts, giving hope, and saving souls through the love of God. Located in Lanham, Maryland, we are called to create a loving and caring community for all people, and we are committed to see you grow your faith in the Word of God and to see you happy and blessed in life. We are strategically positioned in Maryland at such a time like this to be available to provide counseling, guidance, and praying, and believing God for a fresh move of God as never seen before. Our heart's desire is to see all men come to the knowledge of the saving grace of Jesus Christ. If you've been searching for a place where real people who have experienced the love and power of Jesus Christ, World Mission International Worship Center may very well be the perfect fit. You're welcome too, where good things happen. We love you and are waiting for you in Jesus' name.